Welcome to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. It's 8:29 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, January the 2nd, 2024. So I am making dinner for my son with my grandmother. And we're reviewing just some life lessons, some wisdom from her. And I had to share a few different things, right? So right now, what we were talking about was the whole thing with as above, so below, and the fact that what we perceive or accept as below us is actually above us, and what we think is up is actually down. And then she started talking about how the earth is just like our skin. After so many years, it starts to push things out. Starts to push things down, starts to reject things. And we always say, you know, the best parts of us are our insides, right? It's what's inside that matters, not what's on the outside, depending on your vibrational state and the way you look at life. So inside is what matters. Inside is what counts. And one of the things that we always fail to reflect on is the fact that we live on the outside of the world. We are outsiders to this world. We spend more money trying to go into outer space, which is technically down, which is why it's the shadow valley of death, whatever you want to call it. It's death out there. Okay, so we're reflecting on a lot of lessons, and we were talking about how she's calling me a little nickname. And when I asked her why, she said, this is how we started creating animals. This is how we started creating the gift of life. Ancestors would spend time with their descendants and they would not have language barriers because there'd be no language. It was all through energetic, emotion, vibration, thought. Right? There's no language barrier when it comes to thought, because you receive it and you hear it in your own tone, sometimes in others. So what is this? What is that? Right? I was asking, like, why'd you name this that? Like, why that name? Why this? And the response I got was, think about back in the days when an elder would give a nickname to a child, a god child, of course, right? One of power, one of real lineage, one of creation, one of manifestation, alchemy. We're talking like creator level. So he'd sit there and talk to his descendant and he'd be like, you know, you're such a little silly goose. And then she says, what's a goose? What does a goose look like? And why a goose? And why is it silly? And the next thing you know, one would be manifested right before her to show her what and how she would make her elder feel. You silly goose. And then, of course, you can't have just one because then it's by itself. It's lonely. It needs a companion. So we create two. And then so on and so on and so forth. And then, of course, things mate. And then you have crossbreeding and all kinds of fuckery. But whatever, whatever, right? So we're doing that whole as above, so below. Where did this come from? How did that come to be? Why is this called this? How come there's no words for that kind of conversations with ancestry? And I had to share that because it's relevant. Right? It's relevant to everything that's going on. It's relevant to the fact that what you do on the outside will eventually impact the inside, right? If you get stabbed, once that stab wound goes through into the flesh, eventually it's going to hit an organ. It's going to cause some damage on the inside. It's going to impact you on your nerves. Even if it doesn't go deep enough to cause damage, as soon as it breaks that skin or hits that skin, your nerves are going to pick up on it and it's going to send information to the brain so you can process it on an intellectual level because we are not attached to the brain or the nerve endings, right? So that's the same thing with this planet, right? Everything you do on the outside is no different to the inside. You are sending messages through the grass, through the earth, through the water, through the vibrations. Careful who you're pissing off, you know? But again, these are just stories from the ancestors. Things that we do in private, I decided to share. So reflect on it. Reflect on the things you've been thinking about, talking about, experiencing, right? As above, so below. As is within, so is all around. Remember, we are on the outside of this world, and everything we do, like a knife wound, it will cause a reaction. It will cause a sensation to go straight to the core. Now, we can tie science into this shit and say it's the earth plates, but why are the earth plates getting triggered in the first place? Would they be triggered if they weren't getting a reaction from the surface that's not warranted? Which is why the natives always would talk about farming and tending to the land and so on and so forth, right? Almost like a massage, gratitude,